Hi there, friends. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part two of
Grammatical Deception.
We left off in part one talking about signing your name on any document. That cursive writing is maritime. Cursive writing is current or flowing. Signing documents with your legal name puts you into the position of debtor. What we grant is our dominion, our sovereignty, our God-given birthright up to an administrator. That administrator then administers it, and the administrator appoints trustees, and it gives us the choice of being the grantor to the director of the trust. But when it appoints the trustee, if we jump from the grantor and agree to be on the ship, we lose the ability to direct a trust, and we become the trustees, which are the ones that have to operate the trust. But we don't operate, or we don't direct it, or in a lot of cases, we don't even get it back. The deception is in the language, in keeping us dumbed down, illiterate, and ignorant. Be wise as serpents. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wise in the Greek is phronimos, meaning intelligent, prudent, mindful of one's interests. Wise in the Hebrew is sakal, to be prudent, circumspect, wisely understand, prosper, look at or upon, have insight, consider, guide wittingly. The children of Jacob Israel in Scripture are always referred to as sheep and are easily led astray. The Jewish children of Cain and of Esau in Scripture are always referred to as serpents and the ones who lead the sheep astray. The Jews are the ones deceiving us and legally extorting our God-given dominion and rights. The children of Esau are always trying to claim back their birthright, which they not only forfeited by race mixing with Canaanites, but sold the birthright to Jacob, in writing with witnesses. There is not one name on the birth certificate. There are two names. One, the given or Christian name, and two, the surname. There are two dates of birth, the born date and the registration date. There are also two languages on the birth certificate, English, which is descriptive text, and Dog Latin, which is defined as American Sign Language, a glossa, and illustrative text. Your birth certificate may read John Paul Smith. John Paul is your given or your Christian name. Smith is a surname. You may have been born on 1/1/1970. You may have been registered on a date after 1/1/1970. The legal definition of surname: a name which is added to the Christian name and which, in modern times, have become family names. The surname is a slave name. When the first person in your family became a corporation under the jurisdiction of maritime law, every generation following using that surname is now registered as a corporation. The sins of the fathers are inherited through the surname. Surname means the thing that creepeth up from below. What creeps up from below? John 8:23, and he said unto the Jews, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Exodus 20, verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness, that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Deuteronomy 28, 7. Yahweh shall cause your hated enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses, and in all that you set your hand unto. And he shall bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. Yahweh shall establish you, and set you apart as a people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahweh shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, and in the land which Yahweh sware unto your forefathers to give you. Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the sky, to give the rain unto your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. And Yahweh shall make you the head, and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If that you hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them. And you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Well, since we've enslaved ourselves through ignorance and deception, we have given our name, dominion, goods, and treasures to the enemies, and have become the tail, and we now serve them. Isaiah 14:3. And it shall come to pass in the day that Yahweh shall give you rest from your sorrow, and from your turmoil, and from the hard bondage wherein you was made to serve, that you shall take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how has the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? Golden city is incorrect. The Hebrew word is Madeba, and the meaning is unknown. Strong's opinion is gold-making, exactress, golden city. Brown, Driver, and Briggs' opinion is boisterous, raging behavior. Verse 5. Yahweh has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole land is at rest, and is quiet. They break forth into a ringing cry. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you are cut down, no one that cuts off is come up against us. The land of the dead, and its inhabitants from beneath, is moved for you to meet you at your coming. It stirreth up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the land. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. So, what is the thing that creepeth up from below? The devil, the adversary, the Jew, deception, bondage, slavery, death. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the land, and his messengers were cast out with him. Jeremiah 8:8. How do you say, we are wise, and the Torah of Yahweh is with us? But look, the false pen of the scribe has worked falsehood. So what is a glossa? A glossa is all uppercase text, a sign, a concealment. Synonyms of gloss: conceal, cover up, hide, camouflage, disguise, mask, when that's a person. Fail, whitewash, evade, avoid, something swept under the carpet, gloss over. Dog Latin. The poison in the text. It is the poisonous gloss that corrupts the essence of the text. Dog Latin is a debased, immoral, corrupt, and criminal text. Synonyms: immoral, dishonorable, wicked, sinful, vile, corrupt. Isaiah 32:6, for the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against Yahweh, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. Instruments is H3627, keli, and is an article, a vessel, an implement, utensil. It's also defined as a yoke and a vessel, a boat, of paper reed. Its related word is kala, which means to accomplish, cease, consume, be plodded in a bad sense. Spent up, used up, to waste, to destroy. Churl is H3596, ki lai ke lai, and is a scoundrel, the wicked, the niggard, or withholder. Corrupt is H7843, shakath, and means to destroy, cast off, mar. Yahweh knew and warned that we would corrupt ourselves, not only by idolatry, race mixing, and straying from the way, but we also shall make, observe, and use graven images. Deuteronomy 4:25, when you shall beget children, and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim, to provoke him to anger. Make is H6213, asah, and means to do, to fashion, to make, to work or deal with, to act with, to observe, appoint, institute, to grant, to use, to serve. Graven images is H6459, pesel, an idol, an image, something carved, whether wood or stone. Grave, hue. Grave is defined as to write, to carve or scrape letters or figures, to entomb. Hue is to separate by a cutting instrument. Something written is graven, carved, cut, hewn. The result of being grammatically deceived is securing your entombment. Hosea 4:6.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Grammar and Latin were removed from schools in the 1960s, hence why people are illiterate. The following example shows three forms of writing. Commonwealth of Australia, written in English, would have a capital C and a capital A. Commonwealth of Australia, in ancient Latin, would be all capital letters, but there would be hyphens between the words. Commonwealth of Australia, in the Dog Latin, would only be all capital letters with no hyphens. This is the Dog Latin. the criminal text. Dog Latin is the Latin of illiterate persons, Latin words put together on the English grammatical system. These are all three recognized languages, but the thing about these three types of written language is that they don't have any jurisdiction with each other on the one document. So if you've got a page of text and it contains English and Dog Latin, there is no correspondence between those two languages written on that paper. This story is about simple English text and a hidden text that has been usurped into the English text without you ever being aware of such a deception, causing such a corruption in the text to take on a different meaning than what you ever assumed. This story explains how a foreign, alien text appears in contracts, court orders, your driver's license, passports, etc., without you ever being aware that such a foreign text existed. This trick played upon the unsuspecting public is administered by the true dogs of the underworld in order to render you as a trustee of a foreign corporate banking entity that is alien and foreign to your true sovereignty. The lawyers, judges, and the courts and their military police are the administrators of this hidden secret deception played upon the masses in order to maintain control of such slaves. This is called the Justinian deception. The same thing has happened to the scriptures. The scriptures are a classified eyes-only message delivered only to certain people. To other people, this message is still in code. Matthew 13:11, and Yeshua answered and said unto his taught ones, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The scriptures is not a Jewish book. The message is not for everybody. Christ did not come for all mankind, nor does he love everybody. Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Adam came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. For many are called, but few are chosen. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Amos 8:11, behold, the days come, says Yahweh Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. The parable of the sower. Not everybody hears, understands, or takes hold of the word. Matthew 13:11, and he answered and said unto his disciples, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Romans 10:16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So then, faith, or the belief, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. 2 Peter 2:9, Yahweh knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Scripture teaches that it is Yahweh who draws you, Yahweh who chooses you, and Yahweh who opens your ears and eyes and understanding. Yahweh, in his wisdom, was able to write a message in what looks like plain text. In other words, it doesn't look like a classified document or message, but it is encoded. There is something that Yahweh gives to individuals which, in effect, is a decoding machine. The scriptural terminology is the Kodesh Ruach, the Holy Spirit, a decoding machine so that the person to whom this is addressed can understand the message. The scriptures identify the people to whom this message is addressed. Christ himself stated who that was in Matthew 15:24, and it's not the Jews, Gentiles, or the church. The people addressed are the children of Jacob. The churches do not teach Christianity, true doctrine, true identity, and the true gospel message, which was only intended for the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael. The enemies of our race have perverted the scriptures and laws of Moshe into a bastardized universal message. They have removed the name of Yahweh for the Lord, replacing the Jews as the Israel of the Bible, inserted false doctrines such as saved, the rapture, Jesus is a Jew, and basically everything else they teach. The code clerks, called ministers, who attempt to decode this message and take it to other people, are stymied or hindered in their efforts. And in many cases, you know what they've done? They have made up another message. They have made up another message that these false preachers, whether in ignorance or deliberately, deliver another message to their naive flock, and the message that the originator sent is not delivered to the people. It is still in code. 33,000 other codes in the guise of true Christianity, but not Christianity. Matthew 24:5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. 33,000 denominations claiming Christianity, delivering another message, another gospel, another path to salvation, and another Jesus. That is why every denomination and Judeo-Christian church teaches lies. We try to expose the false doctrines being taught. You couldn't get Israelites to listen to false doctrine unless you first got them to come to you by using the name of Jesus Christ and saying you are getting the message from the Bible. You couldn't get Israelites to go to a church where you brought in another book and said, well, this is our Bible. They wouldn't go. This is why our people are deceived. They have been subtly deceived generation after generation. Most of the denominations were invented in the 1800s. Judeo-Christianity was invented and force-fed to our great-grandparents in the 1930s. The King James Version Bible is a masterpiece of grammatical deception, which we will get into later in this series. On the paper, there's more samples of how the fraud text appears. There's examples of proper English descriptive text. There's proper rules of Latin text, which are identified in Article 11, 147 of the Chicago Manual of Styles, 16th edition. And then there's the text of Dog Latin, which is based on the grammatical rules of English. You will notice there are no hyphens. This is known as debased Latin, Dog Latin, the language of the illiterate, Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition. and is noted as criminal under the English dictionary, identified as Dog Latin, being a debased form of text. Debase synonyms appear as criminal and immoral and evil and as a counterfeit, along with many more declensions. There is no jurisdiction between two separate languages appearing on one document. This is the guts of their deceptive crime. English and Latin, or Dog Latin, cannot exist as one jurisdiction, referenced by the Article 11-147 of the Chicago Manual of Styles, Foreign Languages. The act of using debased Latin is criminal and renders every court or corporate government that renders such a text as a counterfeit. This goes for every translation of scripture as well. The original word given to the intended ears of the patriarchs, prophets, watchmen, and apostles was truly inspired by Yahweh God. The words of the translators, scribes, new revisions, and copyists, etc., were not necessarily inspired by Yahweh God. That is why we are dealing with so much false doctrine and fake religions. They are all counterfeit. They are corrupted. The essence is changed. It's a fraud. Truth with a little lie, which is no truth at all then. Each Bible is copyrighted, which means it is the property of the crown. I've included samples of how mistranslation creates a fraudulent doctrine from Scripture, which can be found in papers such as the name. The Lord and God are titles and are not names of the Father. Jesus and Jehovah are not Christ's name, and they mean nothing. They have no meaning. The name of Yahweh was replaced with the Lord over 6,000 times. The original texts have Yahweh, YHWH. Yahweh demands we use and call upon his name. The paper on Gentiles exposes that the Latin word Gentiles does not belong in the Bible, nor means non-Jew. If it did, here's just one example of many that demonstrate this lie. Genesis 25:23, and Yahweh said unto Rebekah, two nations, H 1471, goy, which is used for the word Gentiles, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. So Rebekah, a supposed Jewess, has two non-Jews in her womb? Another paper on adoption shows that the Greek word does not mean to adopt. Another paper on born again. Nicodemus used the words born again, deuteros. Christ used the words born from above, anathen. The churches teach this doctrine of being born again from what Nicodemus said, not what Christ said. Another paper is saved. Saved simply means preserved. Preserved in this life if you walk in the way, obey and have allegiance, or faith, or the right belief with Christ. It does not mean once saved, always saved, nor that you have the ability to declare yourself saved as if it were up to you. Saved in every instance in Scripture has to do with mortal preservation and deliverance. English is said to have been influenced and designed by Freemasons to enslave us. There is no doubt we have been enslaved by grammatical deception. Dog Latin is the Babylonian language of the vassal, being the third party, debtor of the debtor, vassal of the vessel. It is found on the ledger. The ledger is a tombstone. Look at any tombstone in the graveyard. Its written text is Dog Latin. The person and the corporation exists only in the water world, maritime jurisdiction of the dead. It has no place on land and with the living existence of good men. Land corporations are ships in dry dock, and their fraud, Dog Latin language, is a crime of deception and fraud against the living man. Check the synonyms of the word debase in your dictionary, because Dog Latin is identified as debased Latin, a crime. The Talmud, the end of Hebrewism, the beginning of Judaism. When the children of Israel were in Babylonian captivity, the Edomite and Canaanite Jews were creating their own religion, Judaism. It was also called the traditions of the elders, the traditions of men, Judaism, Talmudism, communism, socialism, Satanism. Judaism, the religious system, doctrines, and rites of the Jews. Judaism is, specifically, the religion of a Jewish community living among Gentile peoples and is to be distinguished from the religion of ancient Israel. Standard Encyclopedia, Volume 14, Judaism. The famous rabbi, Louis Finkelstein, in his book, The Pharisees, The Sociological Background of Their Faith, states in the foreword, Judaism. Pharisaism became Talmudism. Talmudism became medieval rabbinism. And medieval rabbinism became modern rabbinism. But throughout these changes in name, the spirit of the ancient Pharisees survives, unaltered, from Palestine to Babylon, from Babylonia to North Africa, Italy, Spain, France, and Germany, from these to Poland, Russia, and Eastern Europe generally. Ancient Pharisaism has wondered, demonstrates the enduring importance which attaches to Pharisaism as a religious movement. The Talmud is the Jews' holy book. Look it up sometime to see yourself how they hate us and how they hate Christ. And we also know that the Jews are not Israel, because they unwittingly exposed themselves as not being Israelites when they told Christ,
"We have never been in bondage to any man."
Well, the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, Assyria, and Babylon.
Ugh.
A ledger is a slab of stone that sits on a grave or tomb. Ledger, it's a noun, the principal book of accounts among merchants. Who are the merchants? Revelation 18:23 state, they are the great men of the earth, which deceived all nations by their sorceries. Great men are grandees, associates or courtiers of a king, elevated in rank or station. Grandeeship, meaning the rank or estate of a grandee. Sorceries is pharmakia in the Greek, the use of administering drugs, poisoning, magical arts, the deceptions and seductions of idolatry. Cain and Esau's Jewish children are vagabonds and wanderers, the merchants of the earth, internationalists, grandees and associates, which craftily and subtly infiltrate our white Christian countries and governments, and are elevated and corrupt the system from within, and begin their deceptions, and before long they gain control and place their yoke upon us. Isaac prophesied of Esau's dominion over us, and Benjamin Franklin understood the way of the Jew and warned us as well. Genesis 27:40, "And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shall serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion, and thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jew forever, your children's children will curse you in your grave. Their ideas are not those of Americans. The leopard cannot change his spots. The Jews are a danger to this land, and if they are allowed to enter, they will imperil its institutions. They should be excluded by the Constitution. The Jews now own and run the world system. When you receive a government document, a bill, or statement, it comes in a ledger with your name in all caps with no hyphens, which shows you are a dead corpse oration with no standing. A ledger is anything that lies in a place, that which rests or remains. Something that is lying flat has no standing. The ledger is the bait on a hook, a snare. The line of credit is the bait on a hook. A ledger is a lie. When you get a ledger in the mail, the text is not in English. It is a sign language or an engraved image. It is foreign to English text. Exodus 20, verse 4. "You shall not make unto you any graven images, or any likeness, that is in the sky above, or that is in the land beneath, or that is in the water under the land. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous God." The bait on the hook is connected to the line which is connected to the bank. The bank always offers you a line of credit. The line of credit is the bait, a trap, and it renders you subject to a grave. Baruch 3:10. "How happeneth it to Israel, Anglo-Saxon true Israel, that you are in your enemy's land, mystery Babylon, that you are waxen old in a strange country, that you are defiled with the dead, that you are counted with them that go down into the grave? You have forsaken the fountain of wisdom, the tree of life. For if you had walked in the way of God, you should have dwelled in peace forever." Sign language, using all caps, is a foreign written text to that of English text and does not have one-to-one correspondence between words or signs in any two languages. Common law language is descriptive text, upper and lowercase text, common law English. Capitalized text is called a glossa, illustrative text, or American Sign Language, which is the dog Latin. Article 11-147 of the Chicago Manual of Style, 16th edition, reads, "Glosses in American Sign Language. The written language transcription of a sign is called a gloss. Glosses are words from the spoken language written in small capital letters, woman, school, cat. Alternatively, regular capital letters may be used. When two or more written words are used to gloss a single sign, the glosses are separated by hyphens. The translation is enclosed in double quotation marks. The sign for "a car drove by" in quotations is written as vehicle drive by, in all caps with hyphens. One obvious limitation of the use of glosses from the spoken written language to represent signs is that there is no one-to-one correspondence between the words or signs in any two languages. Alternatively, regular capital letters may be used. That means they are using the American Sign Language on articles, court documents, birth certificates, etc., all written in foreign languages, rendering these documents as fictitious. We have been indoctrinated into reading American Sign Language as a part of the English language. The programming of this deception starts at a young age. Cartoons, comics, etc. are written in American Sign Language, all uppercase text, without hyphens, which appears to be English, but it is not. It is a foreign corporate language. Every printing establishment has a style, so they have to produce a manual of styles. The Occident Manual of Styles tells you to avoid all capital letters, but doesn't tell you why. The King James Bible sits in the courtroom. One would assume that if a Bible is in the court, there must be some sort of biblical connection to the Bible. A lot of people ignore the Bible and say it means nothing. Even in today's society where states, like California, are starting to ban the Bible, Christianity is being attacked and removed, and the government and courts are also distancing themselves from it, yet it still sits in the court. There seems to be a quasi-Christian system, a system which is made to look a bit like the Bible, look like a true system, but may very well be some sort of a hoax system, deception, or lie. Quasi means fake. When you swear on the Bible, you swear on a Bible that has been grammatically corrupted and that has had the name of God removed. God and Lord are titles, not names. When you open the King James Version Bible and read it, you will read the writing, you will read the Lord God, and many other words and phrases which have been tampered with, mistranslated, both in ignorance and by deception, and believe you are reading English, and believe you understand what you are reading. But the true meanings and codes are subtly hidden by grammatical deceptions. You will think you are reading the writing and think you are understanding what the writing seems to be saying, but in grammatical terms, the beginning of every chapter, the first words are all symbolized. The first two words of every chapter are written in all uppercase text. The two languages, English and Dog Latin, the glossa, the American Sign Language, the debased Latin, have no correspondence. The Dog Latin has no jurisdiction with the English language. It's foreign. 1 John 2:21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Revelation 22:18. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. The King James Version and other versions are debased by the glossa, the Dog Latin, debased by the addition of the corrupt language to the word. The subtraction of the name of Yahweh replaced with the name of Baal, which is the same thing as Satan, the devil, the Lord, Lucifer, etc., and the tampering of the inspired words of Yahweh into the perverted deceptive language and doctrines of Judaism. Just like the Jewish Pharisees did to the Torah of Moses by the time of Christ. Matthew 15:3. But Yeshua answered and said unto the Jewish Pharisees, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Because of the glossa, the Bible becomes corrupt, turned into a fiction, a corporation, and not the true word of Elohim. Yahweh did not reside in a profaned temple. Yahweh does not reside with unrighteousness. The word of Yahweh is not the word of Yahweh if it has been joined or incorporated by a corruption. 2 Corinthians 6:14, Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? Proverbs 15:29. Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. John 9:31. Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and does his will, him he heareth. You cannot fellowship, be a part of, partake with, or follow a counterfeit Bible, gospel, God, or doctrine, especially if it's copyrighted. People believe that Judeo-Christianity is Christianity, that Jesus is a Jew, that the Jews are the Israel of the Bible, and all the false doctrines such as being saved, the rapture, born again, adoption, Gentiles saved by grace, Jesus loves everybody, the law was done away with. Basically, everything we have been taught is a lie. If the text is wrong, if the meaning, the message, context, identity, theme, lesson, and teaching is based on a presumption or a deception, or even ignorance, then it's wrong, false, a fiction, not true, not original, a fraud, a counterfeit, debased, and a lie. This symbolic text or sign, dog Latin, is an engraved image that God warned us not to worship, word ship. A word ship, a corporate ship. And this type of writing, the sign language, that is identified as American Sign Language in 11.147 of the Chicago Manual of Styles, states that there is no jurisdiction with the English language. It's a foreign language. When you open your mail, anything that comes with uppercase text, especially your name, or if you follow and believe in denominational religion, which includes Judeo-Christianity, then you are entering into worship with another deity, another language, another God. The King James Version and most all the other versions are corrupted. That is why it is important to study from the oldest manuscripts, learn a little Hebrew, not Jewish Yiddish, and Greek. Use concordances and dictionaries, study with knowledgeable people, and ask Yahweh for help and guidance. The first two words of every chapter in the King James Version are all symbolized in uppercase text. The all caps text, like this, is a form of sign language and has no grammatical correspondence with the common English written text without consent. It is foreign to the English written text. Only the presumption remains. No grammatical fact exists. The King James Version has the name of Yahweh replaced with the Lord. You will notice it is all capitalized, but the ORD size is smaller. The L has been grammatically removed from Lord, leaving only ORD being the sign for ordinance, replacing the God of Moses for the serpent. This is a corruption in the text. This questions the intention of why this version sits in the courts and in the churches. If you feel you are being treated unfairly in the courts, it's because you're swearing on a Bible that has been grammatically corrupted and had the name of Yahweh removed and replaced with Baal, the Lord. The Jerusalem Bible has the sacred name of Yahweh, and the scriptures appear in the text in proper English, so it all has correspondence. The only glosses, or uppercase texts, appear in the marginal text and does not appear within the text itself. It remains in the margins. The glosses are usurped within the paragraphs and within the context of the King James Version. When you call upon Jewish Jesus, or the Lord, you are calling upon satanic entities. The churches are pagan synagogues filled with ignorant, stiff-necked, and deceived people. They are not serving the one true God, Yahweh. They are not following His laws and appointed days. They don't know who they are or their true heritage, and they are following their pastor into the ditch. Luke 6:39. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? Your footprint to the land has been legally removed from you through a deception that even extends to removing Yahweh from the very Bible that you try to gain some sort of protection from in the court and from going to church. The churches and Judeo-Christians and all those 33,000 denominations that believe they are worshiping the one true God are actually serving the devil, supporting his children, and putting their trust and lives in the false doctrines and deceptions which they were taught and hold on to. Ever wonder why Christians don't know anything about the Bible? They only know the catchy jingles like, just have faith, His grace is sufficient, just accept Him, get saved. And they can quote a few verses from memory, but still have no idea what the true context and meaning is. One example is Acts 10, where the churches teach that is saying you can eat pork. Nowhere does Scripture state that the food laws were done away with, but the churches incorporate many verses to suit them and support their ignorance. Verse 28 states that God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. If people can't read plain English, how would they be able to tell when they are reading the dog Latin glossa? It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. Mark Twain. All that needs to be done is for living man to give his consent to a dead corporation in order that a dead corporation can access the dominion, the total authority, from such a living man. If the man does not consent, then a secret system of deception may have to be created in order to deceive such a man into consent without such a man ever being aware. The secret system exists. Its deception is legal title, and its tool is grammar.
The reason is because when you swear on this Bible, you swear on a Bible that is grammatically corrupted and had the Lord removed from it. So you're swearing an oath to something that is not God, not existing. Now, I don't mean to be against God in this, but in a grammatical sense, you have to be very careful, because the deceivers that operate this quasi-Christian Judeo system may very well intentionally be doing it, but they will stop at no length to maintain such a fraud against the people of the world. This is the Jerusalem Bible, and the Lord, Yahweh, God, is all written in the main part of the text in proper English, so it all has correspondence. The only glosses are in the marginal text, as where they should be, which the glosses, or the all uppercase hieroglyphic text, is stating that it is not part of the text. So no glosses should appear within the text itself. It should remain in the margins. Whereas this version of the Bible, the glosses are also usurped in between the are usurped within the paragraphs and within the context of the book itself. So that's just another clue on just how deep and deceptive this new one world government, or one world or new world order, really is in relation to getting you to become the debtor, is to trick you from being a part of the land, a part of your footprint to the land has been legally removed from you through a deception that even extends to removing the Lord and God and Yahweh from the very Bible that you try and gain some sort of protection from when you're in a court. That's pretty sad. There's a warning in the back of these two Bibles, because the text is still correct. The meaning of that is still there, but grammatically it's been corrupted. But in the back, there's a warning on the last few lines of these books, that if you remove or add anything to these books, then you're in trouble. And all I could say is the one world government and the new world order and their corrupt system can only come to no good and can only come to an end. Because if they've tried to deceive even the very books, then the warnings are all here. They have a limited lifespan. So that's the corruption in the Bibles. It's terrible, eh?